Hello, friends. You know, it's Valentine's Day week, and in studio with me is the one and only Making Memoir Magic, Carrie Kreisman. Carrie, you prompted me to do a little exercise that really I found so fulfilling, and it freed me up to write about it. I wrote a love letter to all of my Valentines now and before, and even to one in history that I had never met. And let's talk a little bit this week about how you can use Valentine's Day week to write a love letter and kind of kickstart your memoir writing experience.
Well, thanks, Nanette. It's always good to be here with you. And I love this conversation. And I love this idea because, yes, Valentine's Day is, I don't know, a week away, a little more than a week. It's coming right up on us. But I'd also love to know who the one in history that you wrote to, but maybe you can tell me that later. With regard to what you're talking about with this prompt that is so timely and, dare I say, fun, I think it's a great idea. I think we all grew up walking into English class or composition class with something on the blackboard, whiteboard, whatever, and it was a prompt. And our assignment for that day was to respond to whatever was written on that board. Now, we may not have planned that. We may have walked in thinking, I'm not going to write about that, or I don't know what to say. But the idea of a prompt is that it pushes you and challenges you to start writing, regardless of whether you think that you even want to write about that subject. So I love this idea. And as it pertains to memoir writing, it's a way to conjure memories that you have buried, not for any reason, but because we're also forward thinking and focused on what's in front of us next and what we're doing next. To sit down and reflect, especially on a former love, a love lost, a love imagined, or a current love, but a love lost, like you said, to sit down and reflect, that requires us to really take a pause and go back 10 years, 20 years, maybe even longer in our life, and think of things. And in doing so, your memoir may have nothing, or your memoir idea may have nothing to do with love or former love interests or anything like that. But the very act of writing and thinking about that is going to unlock memories that you have forgotten about, conversations, people in your life from a long time ago that deserve to possibly be in the memoir that you want to write. So that's the beauty of a prompt. And what better way to use this prompt? And I think it's something we can all relate to as well. It's not just a prompt about that time you went to Russia, because how many times, or how many of us get to go to Russia? Who can relate?
Not unless me. It's St. Petersburg that's here.
That's true, yes. But we all have someone that we have loved in our past and maybe lost, whether it was a relationship or, you know, the actual person may have passed. Whatever your love lost is, we all can write about that. And that brings us on common ground to be able to start the very act of writing.
You know, I started with my Valentine's Day. I broke up with my fiance in San Diego, and I was heartbroken, and I was working at Copley News Service. And I was asked to go and cover Frank Sinatra's last concert at the Desert Inn. So I got on the plane, and I wore my fancy dress, and I checked into the hotel at the Desert Inn, no longer there, put on my long gloves and went downstairs, and there was Gene Kelly over here and Tony Curtis over here and Frank Sinatra, as close as you and I are right now. And suddenly the waiter came, tapped on my shoulder, and he said, Mr. Curtis would like you to join them at the table with Gene Kelly. And I started to, that's the where I started writing, because no one has ever believed me. Of course, I have everything. I have the limo thing. And but, you know, the love, so I will tell you, we talked about art. He's Jewish. I'm Jewish. We talked about, you know, what that meant to us. And I would say that that was the one in history that got away. But I have to say that that is the kicking point. If you find that moment that gave you so much joy in love, whether it was fulfilled or not, that's what kicked it off for me.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, my gosh. And I think that would make a beautiful essay. I hope you share that.
And Matsubal Gidget thanks you, which okay. I will be eventually looking to you to coach and edit me. But, Carrie, I want to ask you, you have a beautiful love story. If you could, in a few words, say what you love about your lovely husband, Rick, former mayor, what would you say? as you kick off your letter, love letter?
Well,
I'm putting you on the spot. I know that.
Yeah, you are.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, and you've been together for 34 years, married 33. You don't necessarily think in those terms every day, because it's not taking for granted, but it's so focused on what you're doing and how you two are navigating that particular day. But what I love about him is his energy, his not only that he's handsome and kind and sweet and cares for everyone. I mean, he truly does, and sees only the best in people. He serves from his heart, especially being in a world of politics where that is not often the case. Even when he was working as a personal injury lawyer, I felt like when I would tell people what he did, because they were all often called ambulance chasers back in the day, and I would say, but he's a nice one. And then I continued to say that when he was a politician for 22 years, but he's a nice one. So they say that when you leave this earth or whatever, that the one thing that people will remember you for is kindness. And it really is the truth. You can have a list a mile long of accomplishments and accolades, and that is all wonderful, and we should strive to accomplish things and do great things in this world. But if people remember you as kind and helping them when, you know, nobody was seeing it, reporting about it, filming it, that's what's most important, and that's what Rick does.
That's great.
So that's honestly, you know, and I'm just blessed to have been with him all this time. And I remember when we were dating, we used to go visit my grandfather, who was late 80s at the time, and we would just talk to him. He'd be in his big recliner, had a little bit of dementia, but was very cognizant and loved Rick, and was also a very religious man, Catholic. But he would talk to us, but he always would intersperse, "You two are so blessed," throughout the whole time we'd sit there and talk with him. We have been blessed.
Well, we are blessed to discuss our love life and Valentine's Day missives with all of you. I want to thank Carrie Kreisman, Making Memoir Magic, podcaster. She's teaching at Ollie. She is just a wonderful inspiration to all of us. So I will challenge you all to sit down. Do not buy that Hallmark card. Do a collage. Write a letter. Write a letter to your love now. If that their superpower is being nice, let them know what their superpowers are, because you know what? During the month of love, Valentine's Day lasts a whole month. Love is all there is. Thank you, Carrie, for being here.
Thank you for having me.